So friends, today in the last meeting of our workshop, we are going to explore one of the fundamental questions of this exploration of our life. And that question is connected with our topic, A New Beginning. And I feel that without exploring that question in depth, our quest will be limited. And that question is about love. We usually hesitate to explore such a issue, which is most fundamental. So let us break this hesitation today and together dive into the exploration into love. And that is one of the greatest gifts of life. We have been sharing different gifts of life. In the beginning, we talked about the unconditional presence, pure awareness, deep listening, deep seeing, inner silence. And today we are going to talk about the foundation of all these qualities, all these unconditioned energies, and that is pure love. It's a very subtle question, and we need to go into it slowly. With the quality of silence, tentativeness, and deep presence. I share in the beginning what J. Krishnamurti says about love. In Freedom from the Known, he says, if you have not got love, not just in little drops, but in abundance, if you are not filled with it, the world will go to disaster. It's a very urgent appeal from a compassionate teacher, coming from the heart. If you are not filled with it, the world will go to disaster. And we can see it. The world outside or inside is in crisis, is on fire. And the essential cause of it is this lack of love in our daily life. If there is lack of love, it will manifest sooner or later in the form of separation, conflict, hatred, and war. And we see it happening throughout the globe, including around us. So how do we explore this question? I feel the very ability to ask this question, that what is love? Really asking it from all our hearts, from all our being. This capacity, willingness to ask this question makes us human. Even though we may not exactly know what love is, but to ask this deep question, this is the beginning of humanness, beginning of another dimension. So let us ask this question with great urgency, with all passion we have at this moment. And when we ask such a fundamental question, what is the state of my being, the state of the mind or the heart which is asking this question? Are we really together asking it now, here and now? Now, can we bring gentle attention to the state of our being now? Is mind trying to search answers about it? If it is trying to search answer from the past knowledge, from the books, from what others have said, then we are limiting our exploration. Because that answer is not going to help us. It will be a second-hand answer. So can I drop it? Can I let go of this effort of the mind to find an answer from the knowledge? Seeing that it is not true, it is not essential. Because such an enormous question cannot be answered by thought or by the mind. Because we have seen the limits of this field of thought and time. So there can be a natural letting go of depending on my knowledge or thought to answer it. So now, mind is not trying to search for an answer. What is the quality of our presence? Is there a sense of stillness now? Because mind is not moving here and there in search for an answer. It is just staying with this question, this profound question, what is love? Without which life has hardly any meaning. Our relationships have hardly any meaning. The world will remain in a continuous crisis due to the absence of this great quality of love. It will be on fire. So, how to meet this profound question now? Am I meeting it with the totality of my being, my presence? Am I meeting it with complete listening? A listening which goes beyond words, beyond definitions, beyond answers. Am I meeting this question with my complete attention? So there is just a stillness beyond thought. And there is a state of wonder, innocence, and not knowingness. Because I really don't know the answer. I am just meeting this question fully from my heart. And I am not interested in analyzing about it. I am not interested in an intellectual exploration of it. So that the energy of this question remains pure, uncorrupted. In this state of attention, which is listening deeply, observing without any frontiers, if any reaction is arising, it is seen immediately in this state of attention while listening to this question. Whenever mind is reacting, in any form, that reaction is seen from the very beginning as it is arising. That reaction could be listening with knowledge. That reaction could be comparison, any sense of judgment, my desire to be somewhere else. So all these reactions, all these patterns are seen in the state of attention. And these reactions are the manifestations of the ego mind. And this is one of the fundamental insights from the teachings, that the ego mind or the me or the observer is born out of the activity of thought, the psychological activity of thought. Ego is born. And as long as egoic activities are dominant in my life, I will remain trapped into the layers of conditioning. And that will deny the flowering of this beautiful question of love. So I can pay attention to what is preventing the flowering of love. And that is the ego mind, which manifests itself through the reactivity of thought. So I am learning through this observation, through awareness, that as long as any traces of me are there, they are going to cloud this unconditioned energy of love. And if I am deeply interested, passionately interested in discovering, in exploring what is love, then nothing can prevent me. When I say me, means this whole being, not as a separate entity, but this beingness. Nothing can prevent this beingness from living and exploring that quality of love. There is a beautiful story from the life of Ramana Maharishi. Somebody came to meet that sage from south of India. And that seeker was passionately interested in bringing a change in the world. So he went to ask Ramana Maharishi this question. And the question was, what can I do for others? For the society, for the world. And Ramana Maharishi just listened to the seeker quietly. And after a moment of silence, he said, "There is no other." That was his answer. There is no other. So from what ground this statement is coming, that there is no other? Isn't it a ground of deep non-separation, non-duality? where this idea of otherness, the idea of separation has dissolved. The illusion of separation has dissolved. So can I watch if my mind is living with this illusion of separation and believing into it strongly? And that becomes the cause of conflict and suffering. And that denies love. In the similar way, Krishnamurti used to say, when you are not, the love is, the sacred is, that quality which is beyond conditioning is. So all these sages are pointing towards the same state, a state of unconditioned being, which comes, which happens when there is a letting go of this psychological separation, which is the me, the ego. And this letting go happens through pure observation, through deep listening. Through compassionate attention here and now. And this compassionate attention is the transformative factor. And there is no separation between love and this attention. When there is love, there is effortless, unconditional attention. And when there is this attention, there is love. So both go together. It's one energy. When I am fully present here and now with anything, isn't it a quality of affection, a quality of care, a quality of compassion is present in whatever action I am doing? I share again from J. Krishnamurti. He says that love is something that is new, fresh, alive. It has no yesterday and no tomorrow. It is beyond the turmoil of thought. It is only the innocent mind which knows what love is. And the innocent mind can live in the world which is not innocent. This is quite poignant, touching. An innocent mind can live in the world which is not innocent.